The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Stevie, want to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step three, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step 4, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
We be here. Thanks for checking out the audio format of the show. You're about to listen to the Sue Lee episode. She was highly recommended, and so I looked into her. She's an awesome, super unique musician. Check out her YouTube videos. My favorite part of her interview was just talking about what it's like for her living out in South Korea. She's out there right now, as well as critiquing and looking at all of the gear that she's using, as well as all of the music and videos, cool videos she's been working on. So thanks for tuning in. Peace.
Hi.
Oh, hi.
Thanks for joining me.
No worries. Yeah. Thank you for having me.
Musician Sue Lee, currently living in South Korea, up and coming musician.
Wait, is this being recorded right now?
Yeah, I'm recording. It's a Zoom meeting, but this is the only way I can do it because I can't get to South Korea.
Sorry.
It's okay. 안녕하세요.
안녕하세요.
한국 사람이에요. So my friend, he brought me to your attention. He's like, you should check her out. And then I was looking up your videos and I was really getting into it. And first off, where are you from and how'd you get into music?
I'm from South Korea. My name is Sue Lee.
Okay.
And, I've only just started doing music a year ago, really. I think less than a year.
Really?
Yeah, just like writing songs and producing, it's been less than a year. So I'm still learning. I'm still a baby musician. I'm still, you know, still improving, still watching tutorials, still.
You're I don't doing consider a great myself job.
Thank you.
Yeah, like YouTube is like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's crazy. It's crazy. Yeah.
So crazy. How did you get into music in the first place and everything?
I was brought up classically because I started learning to play the cello when I was like 8. Uh-huh. So I guess I always had a bit of like a musical flow in my life. And I at one point I was being trained classically to play the cello, to be a professional cellist. But, you know, I kind of realized that going the classical route isn't really my calling.
Right.
So
right.
Kind of, you know, casually practicing here and there. But just a year ago, less than a year ago, I was like, I don't want to get a job.
Yeah.
So I want to get a job. I don't think it's my thing. I tried some internships and it just didn't work out. It's not my thing.
Right. Have you worked in restaurants?
I did a few part-time jobs, actually. Yes.
It's hard.
It's bad. It's really bad. It's not my thing.
Yeah. I worked at a sushi restaurant out here in LA called Sushi Dan's.
Nice.
And my bosses were Korean as well.
Oh, cool.
And I went through hell. Like, they would not let, like, I smoked back then, and they told me I couldn't smoke here. I had to go walk to the other end of the hall. And then the sushi chef said, you know how, like, Koreans can talk to you kind of, like, in a demeaning way, like, because of, like, the respect?
I wouldn't say it's demeaning, but yes, there's, like, a hierarchy.
There's a hierarchy, yeah.
Different ways of addressing the kind of elderlies and the more or less of the elderly.
Yeah, he'd be like, yeah, shikya, you go, you know, shikya, huh?
Yeah,
you know,
I see what you mean. Yeah.
You know what I mean? And so
Wow, that's bad. Yeah, that's mean.
I never had a good time waiting tables. I worked at IHOP. I worked at
I've heard of it.
Yeah.
Standard American.
Do your parents, do you have siblings in Korea? Like, how's that? Like, do you have brothers and sisters?
Yeah, I have one sister. A small one. She's a younger one. Mm-hmm. And it's just the two of us, and it's my mom, just the three of us, so three girls. Dad's kind of away. He's doing his own thing somewhere.
Where is he in? Is he in Hanguk?
Yes, he is. He's in Korea.
Uh-huh.
And, like, you know, I'm after my parents split a few years ago. You know, it was either, like, it was kind of on bad terms. So it was like either me, it's either like my mom or my dad. And I obviously chose my mom.
Yeah. I didn't know that they were split.
Yeah, they were split. I mean,
because that's kind of unheard of in the Korean, you know what I'm saying? In, like, the Korean tradition, like, usually, even if, like, the parents hate each other, they, like, still stick together.
No. Yeah. To be honest, as a child, like, I never really, like, learned about the specifics of as to, like, why they split, but it's definitely not a common thing to happen. Yeah. I think it's getting more and more common, though, as it is in America, but
right.
But yeah, it wasn't a difficult decision. Let me just tell you that, because it wasn't like, oh my gosh, do I have to choose my dad or my mom? But it was an obvious choice. Yeah.
So in my family, like, my dad passed last August, but, like, throughout our history of you know, like, keeping the family together, there was domestic violence involved as well. Like, he was very abusive during a certain window. Mixed with alcoholism, and but, you know, my mom just kind of, like, you know, gutted her way through that, and I mean, through time, like, I ended up forgiving him, but it was very difficult to deal with growing up, you know, because, you know, Korean dads could be very violent, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, I can't really speak for everybody, all families, because obviously I've only experienced mine. But yeah, it's, I think I'm slowly learning, though, that my parents are as human as we all are. I think growing up, we kind of, you know, parents are gods, basically. You know, we look up to them and we learn from them, and we think they are this, you know, they're the superheroes. But I think, you know, kind of witnessing my parents splitting up and seeing a lot of the vulnerable side of my parents, I kind of realized that they're just as human as we all are, and they make mistakes as we all do.
Yeah.
And I think I'm just kind of, you know, learning all that jazz.
Well, I'm just, like, I'm super hyped on your, just the music you've been putting out. Thanks. Like, so how did you get your style? You have such a unique style, even the way you do your videos and stuff. Like, what inspired you to do it that way? And, like, I love it, by the way. I love it.
Thank you.
I love what you're doing. Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
I mean, I think it's just like the stuff that I do is just really just an extension of who I am as, yeah, as a person. It's like I every single thing that I put out is me. It's like,
and it's not like I want to get to you. You could tell. Oh, by the way, my girlfriend's a huge fan of yours.
Thank you. Thank you.
So shout out to my girl, Laurie, Moni. Yeah. I said, she goes, who's your guest this week? And I go, oh, this awesome musician, up and coming musician. She's Korean. Her name's Su Lee. She goes, oh, well, send me her link. And then, so she started watching all your videos and she goes, oh my God, I love her. and we got to the consensus of the reason why we love you so much is because it's, you're just being yourself. You know, yeah, what I mean? You're being, yeah, yourself, and it's showing, you know, through your art and your music, you know, you're not, you know what I'm saying? It's like, you know, like in today's age, people are like clout chasing or being, but you're like completely being authentic, and that's what we love about what you're doing. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think I could do that even if I wanted to. I'm very bad at lying. I'm really bad at it. It shows. Yeah, if I say something that I don't mean, it shows. Yeah. So I'm not like, I always say that I'm not a pop star, like a pop star material. I can't put up a mask. I can't really do it. It's not really in
my
abilities to do it. So yeah, I have no other option but to be myself. And
yeah.
To, you know.
So when did you start seeing like a change in like, you know, listeners and viewers? Like, is it when you start doing the YouTube thing, videos?
No, it was like, I've been doing YouTube for, you know, as long as I can remember, you know, since I first started doing music full time. It was just like, although it wasn't as regular, like the contents weren't as regular as it is now, because, you know, there's more audience and I feel like I want to show more,
yeah,
to viewers and the listeners. But I've always been putting up videos. I've always been posting.
Yeah. Can we shout out your YouTube channel real quick on the Zoom? Can you give a shout out to your YouTube channel? What your YouTube channel is?
Yeah. Oh God, I'm so bad at this.
No. This is the whole reason, because I want to expose you to like the people listening to this, to your music and your videos.
Yes, my channel is, I think I have a custom URL, which is like youtube.com/SuLeeOfficial. So it's like S-U-L-E-E official.
Yeah.
Have I spelled it right? I don't even know. I don't care.
Sue, that's a S-U, right? SuLee.
Yes. Yeah. S-U-L-E-E official. That's SuLee official.
Yeah.
youtube.com/SuLee.
Yeah. I had a personal question as far as, cause you know, I do music production as well. Do you do all your production as well?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
You produce all your music.
Yeah.
Okay. So what types of gear, like what do you incorporate in your music? Do you have like a MIDI controller, a keyboard? Like how are you doing it?
My setup is pretty basic, like super basic. Like I can actually pack up and just move around with the gears that I use for my recording. But like I use this, like, which is like pretty much.
Oh, let me take a look at. Oh, what is that?
It's a Akai Mini.
Damn, it's an Akai. They made the MPC. Yeah, yeah, that's a good company.
Yeah, yeah, just the standard like super portable, sturdy Mini.
Yeah. And I use this. So is that a MIDI controller?
Yeah.
What sound could it create?
It's like, it's got like a like no sponsor, like this is just like what,
yeah,
I
hey
use.
But hey Akai, if you're listening, definitely sponsor my girl Su Lee. She can
not
use sponsored, the sponsorship,
but,
yeah,
yes, please reach out to me.
Yeah. Yeah, for real. Little, like, no, that's dope. I've never even seen that.
Yeah, it's pretty cool actually. Like it's got all the stuff, but like obviously kind of shrunk down a little bit, but it's got the basics like the drum button.
Yeah, the drum, and then you keyboard. Those pads, you can trigger stuff, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. So, what are you recording on? What program are you recording that music onto?
I use Ableton Live.
That's what's up. Ableton and that's all you need, huh?
Ableton's the way to go. I mean, I personally haven't tried any other music production software. like FL Studio, and like I've never even used GarageBand actually.
I was just gonna, you read my mind, because I'm on GarageBand.
Yeah, I've never used it. Not by choice.
It's like I understand it. You know, you could really edit easy on it. It's like a very like straightforward program, and it's free with your Apple computer.
That's the thing. I've never used Apple computer before, so I've never used GarageBand.
You would probably like it, because like it's pretty self-explanatory. It's easy to like, and then once you export, it goes right onto your iTunes library.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So you just like you could just like edit your stuff. Put vocal, and dude, I don't even use a mic. I do like the built-in mic on the laptop.
Oh, nice.
So I wrap all my stuff like just into the laptop, like with my little earplugs in.
I'm curious now. I want to, I send me links. I'd love to.
Yeah, it's pretty, the reason being is because it's like, well, you know, it came with the computer. I can't afford Pro Tools right now. And I'd rather just, you know, if I could, because, you know, I'm like old school. Like I like had to work my way up with technology. Like I'm used to recording on, like, we started with 4-track recorders. You know what I mean?
What are those?
Yeah. I'll show you what an 8-track is.
Oh gosh. Oh.
So this is.
Oh, nice. That's like proper retro. What is that?
It's just a multi-track recorder, and nice. And then you could, you know, there's 8 tracks.
Wait, I think I've seen one of those in one of the Ed Sheeran's, like, I think Ed Sheeran's recorded some of his previous stuff on it. I think I saw, like, that looks familiar. It looks.
Yeah. So it's so basically, cool. It has the same idea. 1 track, you could put your drums. Track 2, you could put your bass line. You could do vocals on 3 and 4. And yeah, it's just it's basically, it's the same thing you would get on, like, you know, GarageBand. It's just a recorder, you know, but it's like.
So it records internally. You can just like speak to it and it would record.
Yeah, well, there's RCA inputs or you know, microphone jack in, 1/4 inch. And you could like, let's say with my drum machine here, I'll grab my drum machine.
I love your socks, by the way.
So my sampler, I go out with the RCAs into this machine. So I put this into this.
Okay.
And then that's, and then you just record, and then you could just bounce it. But since there's better technology now, this is the way you had to do it back then. Like the
analog way. Yeah.
Although this is a digital recorder, you know?
Right.
So going back to this machine, this used to be like just 4 tracks, and then you needed a tape in it, like a cassette tape.
Okay.
And you recorded the music onto a tape like that was built into this thing.
Whoa.
Pretty prehistoric kind of way of recording.
The Stone Age of recording. Sounds sweet though. It looks pretty cool. Like,
yeah,
for me, that's an uncharted area. Like I'm still learning about the digital production side, let alone the analog.
You don't have to go backwards. This is just the way you had to do it back then. Nowadays you have the proper stuff. Like I'm actually like, I'm like way behind what you're using. Like I wouldn't be able to like figure that out. I'm old school, you know. My girl actually got me like the introduction Ableton program.
Oh yeah, I think you can get like a mini version actually. Yeah,
so she got me that, and I couldn't figure figure it out. I was spent all night, and I was like, well, how do I just make a beat, or how do I do drums? I just couldn't do it, and I just got frustrated.
Isn't there a software called like Fruity Loops or something? I think that's similar to GarageBand.
So crazy you brought up Fruity Loops, because that's the program when I had my old PC, like in early 2000, like I would say 2004,
right.
2005, I would incorporate Fruity Loops into like my production as well. I really love that program.
Do people still use it? I don't know much about.
I don't know. Does it still exist?
I don't know.
Oh, I would still love to use that. Yeah. Because you could do all kinds of, you could do all kinds of like drum programming on it, like come up with your own like drums and stuff and beats.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, like software, I'm still learning as well. Like I'm still watching tons of tutorials myself.
Yeah. And now, as far as like, what are you recording your videos on? Do you have like, what kind of camera equipment are you using? Do you have your own like,
Yeah, I use like my phone to record my podcasts, which I just started.
Can we shout out your podcast real quick? People are familiar with it. Where can people listen to your podcast?
Oh, well, I'm not really actually like putting it up on any streaming sites yet, but it's on YouTube. It's on my channel.
Okay.
It's called Overthinker Society. It's really fun because...
Overthinker Society.
Yeah.
Look that up and subscribe. Yeah.
Yes, let's overthink together.
Yeah.
Join me.
What did you think of that title?
I think it came quite naturally. It was just like... I overthink. I'm an overthinker.
Yeah.
And let me just invite some people in. So
yeah,
society and then Overthinker Society. It just kind of was a little intuitive, just naming of it. Not too much thought.
You made me think of just how, because we're both Korean, and do you think that's like a Korean trait? Because sometimes I can't sleep because I'm overthinking. Overanalyzing things, you know.
Yeah, me too. I mean, yeah. I don't think it's a Korean thing. I think it's more of a universal trait. Obviously, the levels at which like people overthink depends on your personality or your life experience or whatever your thought process is. But I think it's just kind of like some people just think too much.
Yeah.
And it's toxic sometimes. It's really bad. Gets you
right.
I hear you. Yeah.
So what's it like in Korea right now? Are people wearing masks and everything? Like, what's it like living out there?
It's pretty chill actually. I think, yeah, we're still wearing masks and we're like, you know, still social distancing and stuff and whatnot. But, yeah. We were never in quarantine. So we never was asked to like, you know, stay inside, and that was like the legal requirement.
Right.
Nationally. You know, we were never in lockdown. But we're still, you know, washing our hands, wearing masks, and sometimes we're not allowed in stores if we're not wearing masks and things like that. But Corona's still, you know, kind of out and about.
And as far as, because I love watching your Instagram stories.
Oh, you want?
Yeah. They're awesome.
Thanks.
It's kind of like a day in the life, kind of like, because, you know, like, yeah. I love the way you just will film like a random building, you know, and at the end of the day, you're eating like kimchi jjigae.
Yeah, kimchi jjigae is like my standard go-to. I think that's the most, like, the healthiest that my diet could ever get, kimchi jjigae.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't go off from there. Like, it's always, like, sweets for me or, like, cereal bars.
I was craving it watching you eat, like, kimchi. I was like, oh, my God, I want it right now.
Yeah,
it's
good. Mom made it, so, you know it's going to be good when mom...
Because my mom, you know what? The one thing I regret, because my mom always, like, just the Korean, like, essentials, like, kimbap in, kimchi jjigae. Like, I didn't pay attention. Like, she tried to teach me how to make it, but now I regret it because I'm like, damn, I would love to make that right now, you know?
Yeah, I mean, you can always, like, look at recipes and stuff, but it's just not the same when mom makes it. Like,
yeah.
Mom made is always better than any of the, like, recipe followed.
Does she put tofu in it? Like, what does she put in it to make it really good?
Oh, yeah, she puts all the basics.
Tofu?
Yeah, tofu, but I'm more of a, like, I'm getting all, like, obsessive over it, but I'm more of a beef person. Like, I'm more of a pork kimchi jjigae rather than tofu.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Kimchi Jjigae, which is like a completely different genre of kimchi.
Yeah, yeah. I love it all.
I'm more of the pork person.
Yeah, yeah. So like, did she make a whole pot of it and just give it to you? You put it in your fridge?
Yep. She makes like a whole pot, like, which is massive, and I just kind of take
oh my god,
for me to like finish it. But oh god,
honestly, can you eat that every day? I could definitely eat that every day.
I have phases with food though. Like when I get into a certain food, I would just run with it and eat nothing but that for like a certain period of time until I get so tired of it that I never even touch my hands on it.
I'm like that now with quarantine now too. I just eat the same thing every night.
Yeah. What is it for you?
So I make a pot of rice.
Right.
And I make basically like this egg and ham kind of like omelet fusion thing.
Okay.
And then when it's cooked, I sprinkle cheese over it so it melts all over it. And then I put that over the rice.
Oh yeah. Okay.
And I have a cucumber salad recipe the base ingredients of rice vinegar, a little salt, a little pepper, sesame seeds, and then it's kind of like my side dish.
I'm envisioning the whole taste and like the look of it now. It sounds amazing. Nice.
My mom taught me how to make that because I'm like, well, cool. Damn, you know, I want to make like at least know how to do a side dish. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Maybe I should ask my mom to teach me some stuff. I suck at cooking. So not really. I don't think I suck at everything that I do with my own hands. I'm called, my family calls me poop hands in the household because I'm so shit with like crafting stuff. I'm really like bad at it.
Like dong hands?
Yeah, dong son, dong son.
Dong hands. Yeah. Like, dude, that would be an awesome name for a band.
Oh my god.
Dong, like a punk rock. Like now in Korea, like I know like breakdancing's big in Korea, but are they open to like alternative music, like different music?
I'm not really sure because I mean, K-pop is obviously the predominant like kind of culture in music music industry here in Korea. That's like the main thing that people,
that whole culture of K-pop, it's just really outside my realm. It's like I don't really understand it that much.
I don't really listen to K-pop either. Having said that, I'm a huge fan of EXO though. I don't know if you've heard of them, but their songs
What's that girl? What's a couple of her hits?
EXO. I think they have
like love songs and stuff like that.
They're mostly, I think a lot of, they're mostly love songs.
Yeah, I think my mom likes that, her.
Oh no, EXO's EXO's a boy group.
I thought it was a female singer. I'm sorry. That's how much I know about K-pop. I don't know nothing.
Frankly, I don't know much about the K-pop scene either myself. But
I know who JYP is, though. Keep in mind, I know who that is.
JYP, yes.
Yeah.
JYP.
He's like the Puff Daddy of Korea. Like, he like recruits all these kids.
Yeah, and he's also, I believe he's also an active singer as well himself.
Oh, yeah. My brother's a comedian and actor. And so back in the day, he flew my brother out for, have you heard of the Wonder Girls?
Yes, yes.
Yeah, so he did, my brother Bobby is in one of the Wonder Girls video as an alien.
Oh, wow.
And they had an extra plane ticket. So I went out there to Korea. And dude, they filmed 18 hours straight.
Just for the music video?
Just for the music video. He didn't have his own trailer. It was just like one trailer where everyone was at. and they had one lunch break. They had a big pot of kimchi jjigae and like like a catering service. It was just one big pot of kimchi jjigae. And after they ate, they go, okay, back, like Koreans, like,
they're wow, that's around. Intense. That's yeah. intense. 18 hours. Jesus Christ. That's,
they're like workaholics.
Wow. I wonder,
I don't get the recruitment aspect because I know that they have dormitories and stuff. It's like crazy.
Yeah. Like the trainee system, I believe, yeah. is very
a grooming. Intense. There's like a whole grooming recruitment system. It's like really odd. Yeah.
It's a very peculiar system compared to how the music industry works in America and like right. the Western Hemisphere. Maybe it's a cultural difference. Maybe it is. It's definitely very, very different from the Western Hemisphere.
Right. And I just read an article too about like there's like post-depression like suicides too, like ex like K-pop stars like killing themselves. Mm-hmm. You know, because there has to be a lot of pressure of being in the limelight and then moving out of that where you're like irrelevant, so to speak, and then dealing with that kind of reality, you know, the post-traumatic kind of like, what do I do now type thing, you know?
Yeah, I think, I mean, I can't speak for these people.
I can't either.
I know for sure that they bust their asses for their dreams and things like that, and it's amazing when people achieve things that they deserve, you know, for what they've been building up for and training for many, many years in their lives. I think there's so much competition as well. I think it's I've been lucky enough to not, you know, still be able to start pursuing music without having experienced all that. Uh-huh. But yeah, there's still a lot of competition, you know. People train for years and still not be able to even get the chance to debut. It's an area that I don't know if I would ever subscribe.
I think that you're personally on the right trajectory. You're like a one person army because you're like filming all your stuff, you're producing all your stuff, you're writing all your stuff. You know what I'm saying? I think that's. It's awesome in today's age that people are able to do that, and they yes, they work outside sure. the system. You know what I mean?
Yeah, people can like honestly, people can do it. Like it's the learning curve is steep, definitely, but like with the equipment getting so inexpensive and mm-hmm. like the tutorials are literally there for everyone to watch. It's like everyone can do it. Really, everyone can do it with the right hustling mindset, I guess.
Yeah, you're doing a fantastic job. So like as far as I know, you can't perform now, but like have you done shows out there in Korea or the States or anything?
Not officially. Like I've done like school talent shows.
Yeah, because I think that's what's next for you. It's like once this thing's all over and it starts settling down, like, because I'm sure, because you're building up a fan base as we speak, and I'm sure people would love to come out and support and see you, you know?
I'd love to see them as well. Like, I want to make this physical, you know? I want to make this tactile.
Absolutely.
I'd love to get into live shows sometime. Yeah. Hopefully soon when this, you know, hopefully this COVID-19 situation gets better.
I know, it's crazy right now.
Very soon, fingers crossed.
So where can most listeners download and listen to your music and like get your music? Like where is the best place to go to?
I mean, my songs are pretty much out everywhere, iTunes, Spotify, everywhere. Uh-huh. But for people to specifically download the songs, I would say Bandcamp in a more universal way, because
I love Bandcamp.
Yeah,
I'm a Bandcamp. Huge advocate for Bandcamp. I love Bandcamp. I'm on Bandcamp myself. I love it.
Nice. Straightforward. You know, like you can just upload.
Yeah.
Like you don't have to wait, like, you know, like you have to with, you know, uploading your
songs. With streaming services, that if people want to buy your music, it goes directly to you through your PayPal or whatever you want to do.
Yeah. So I think it's pretty artist friendly, Bandcamp.
Can we shout out your Bandcamp right now? Like, what's your personal Bandcamp again?
Uh, Oh, I should probably know this, but I don't. It's like,
I think it's important. Go ahead and look it up, because I want people to know what your Bandcamp is.
Hold on.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm gonna go see it now.
Yeah.
I'm literally having to.
Because when this comes out, I want them to go directly to your Bandcamp to download some of your stuff.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
Okay. Where is it? Okay, Bandcamp. Here it is.
Okay.
Okay. Oh, it's Sue Lee Bandcamp. So okay, so it's SueLee.Bandcamp.com, and Sue Lee is SueLee.Bandcamp.com.
SueLee.Bandcamp.com, right?
Yes, I believe so. Yes, that is correct. SueLee.
So that again, that's SueLee.Bandcamp.com. How many projects do you have on your Bandcamp?
Oh, right now I've got all of them. So I like all my EP, like all the singles and even songs that I haven't actually released on streaming services yet.
Yeah. And so how much is a song? Like 99 cents? Do you have it more like that? The pricing?
I believe some of them are free, actually, but you can just like opt to like pay a little more if you want.
Yeah, so
basically just $1 for a track, though, basically.
Yeah. So hopefully when this comes out, people go directly to your Bandcamp and get some of your stuff, because that would help out, right?
I would very much appreciate that. That would be great.
Yeah, yeah. So again, Sue Lee. SueLee.Bandcamp.com. Okay. Yes. Should I put this in the description on my YouTube when I post it?
Yeah, that'd be great.
Done here in a few minutes, because we're getting down to the last 10 minutes or so.
All good. Okay.
Yeah, I keep my Zoom interviews kind of like short and sweet, like 45 minutes, because I usually good. if you were in LA, it'd be in like an hour or so, but I wanted to emphasize that more. Maybe I'm asking you, after this is all said and done, for you to send me those links. I need to start doing that anyway, putting the guest links on there.
Yeah, sounds great.
And so, okay, look, can we, since we're kind of like winding down now, can we shout out all your social media, your YouTube, do you have merch?
Oh yeah, I recently put out merch, actually.
Okay, let's talk about that. I want to like really put a flashlight on that. So,
cool.
Yeah, where could they get a shirt or something from you?
That's on Teespring, mm-hmm. And Teespring is a site that I put out my merch on. And I've got the link out here.
Yeah,
and it's teespring.com/stores/Sue Lee.
Pick up a t-shirt today, folks. You know?
Pick it up.
So she can have more kimchi jjigae to eat and geek up. And so do you go to grocery stores out there? There's like cool little stores to get.
Oh, yeah. Supermarkets are my favorite place in the world. Like I could spend hours looking through different products and labels on
Korea has their own version of 7-Up. What is it called? It's in like a, it looks like a Red Bull can. It looks like kind of like a Red Bull can. It's yellow and green. Is that out there? It's like kind of like Sprite or 7-Up. It's like this sparkly sparkling lemon and lime soda drink.
Ooh, I mean, we have so many beverages that are just exclusive to Korea.
Yeah. Can I give a shout out to Bakas Tea?
Oh yes.
Yeah.
Bakas Tea is the way to go.
Let me tell you something.
I drink
Red Bull, but Bakas Tea, you can make your own Red Bull if you have sparkling water, cold sparkling water, and you pour a little bit of that, of the Bakas Tea mixed in with the sparkling water, and it'll taste exactly like Red Bull.
Oh, I hadn't thought of that. Although sparkling water is quite hard to get a hold of in Korea. It's not as common as...
I'm addicted to it. I love sparkling water.
I don't know. Sparkling water kind of has a bit of a weird taste for me. Maybe I just tried a bit of a dodgy brand. I don't know.
The reason why I drink it is because I had a soda pop addiction, like where I would go to BevMo and I would buy like sarsaparilla and root beer. And my whole fridge at one point was just different, like root beers and colas. And my friend came to visit me and he's like, dude, you're getting fat.
I've never actually personally tried root beer. I'm curious to try.
Oh, it's the best.
Is it? Does it have any similarities to actual beer?
No, it's like soda with like a caramel flavoring. Like,
oh, yum.
Yeah, it's like cola mixed with like caramel. It's the best. Oh my God.
I once went to Harry Potter Studios in London and they sold like butter beer. So I'm wondering if...
I never heard of that. What's that?
So like, you know how in Harry Potter, they always go to pubs and they always order pub, like when Harry Potter goes to pubs, he always orders butter beer.
Oh, and wow. I need to try that out.
I tried it out and it's amazing. It's quite like, it's like this foamy kind of caramel latte, but like more diluted.
Yeah, I love that. It sounds delicious.
It's great. Yeah, I love caramel.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of root beer, birch beer, ginger beer. I'm a fan of all of that.
Okay.
All of it. So any listeners out there, any like ginger beer or root beer companies, definitely holler at us.
I'll do a very amateur review of root beers.
So before I forget, what's your Instagram again? And I want to say it all again so people could support you in different ways.
Okay, my Instagram handle is at Sule Susu. So that's SULEE.
Yeah.
SUSU. And
you can't see it here. Sorry. It's
that's just white.
It's SULEESUSU. Sule Susu.
Yes.
SULEESUSU.
Yes.
Sule Susu.
Yes.
With U's, right?
Yes.
All with U's.
Yes. All with you.
Okay. Follow her and follow her Bandcamp today, sule.bandcamp.com. Your YouTube and your merch again.
YouTube is youtube.com/suleeofficial, which is SULEE official.
Yeah.
YouTube. And what else was there? Bandcamp?
Your Bandcamp is sule.bandcamp.com.
Yes.
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 Go there today, folks. Download and listen to the music. It's great music. I love what you're doing. Keep it up.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm a fan of what you're doing, and I think you should just keep going.
Always,
especially in today's age. I mean, it's awesome to see an artist like yourself, like being able to promote, produce, film your videos and put it out there for the masses to watch.
Yeah. Okay. Always keep them coming.
So yeah. That was easy, right? I mean, I just have a few announcements if you don't mind. And then, But I want to remind you though, after this, through your, Instagram, DM me all the links you want me to put for this particular episode.
All good. Okay.
So shout out to Sule again. Support her music. Check her videos and her music out. There's a Patreon attached to this show. If you want the newest patrons, if you go to patreon.com/StevieWeeby are David Houghton, Jesus Magana, Isaiah Kilby, and today, well, I'm going to welcome Cordelia DeVoe. Okay. There's a website affiliated with the show. If you go to www.steviewebyshow.com, there's merch on that. Keep in mind, since the quarantine is happening, all of the orders are delayed because of, you know, the shipping and everything's delayed. So, but you will get your stuff. I look at it every day. steviewebyshow.com. Go to Instagram/QUANGOU. My music's at stevieweebybandcamp.com. There's a P.O. box. I haven't checked in a while, but if you want to send packages, send all your stuff to 1425 North Cherokee Avenue, P.O. Box 1391, L.A., California 90093. Support all my friends' podcasts, Lost Go Projects, Necroelectric, WFE, Tiger Belly, Bad Friends, and your YouTube channel one more time.
Oh, youtube.com/SuLeeOfficial. That's it. That's the channel.
Thank you so much. It was an honor. Thanks for taking time to let me interview you. Are you going to be, after this is all said, are you going to come out to the States again, or what's the deal? Are you just going to be in Korea?
Hopefully it's my dream to move out to, you know, somewhere in the States, or maybe even the UK, back to the UK where my friends are. But yes, I would love to move abroad again sometime soon.
Okay. So you're definitely going to either be in South Korea or London in the future.
Or America. Yeah.
You're always welcome as a guest on the Stevie Weeby Show. We could get a part two, part three, part four. I always like doing that with my guests.
Awesome. Yeah.
I want to give them a platform as well.
So, all good. Thank you. Yeah.
So thanks for your time. We're at the 45-minute mark. I think we're looking good. Thanks again to you, and the best of luck in your future creations.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
So we can end it about now, and I'll just thanks for your time. Yeah, because I'll edit it to where, like, right now it'll be cut. Sitting by his side, it was a fallen leaf. Couldn't pick him up, a lifetime is brief. A homage to my pops and what he's achieved. From Korea to the land of stripes, be at peace. To high and auditory states, meet your guide. Your body stays below the river tide, confide. In the waters holding secrets that are lies. Upside is a falling in a pot to fly. My balloon, let it fly up to the moon, yeah. Shaped like a spoon, not to be exhumed. Assume that I knew about the air and fluid. A lonely troll with a tantrum throw. Hitting on the keys like he's Nat King Cole. Not a friend, but a foe on a gossip road. The Pope wears a tiara crown shaped like a fish. Donating all your earnings to the church, make a wish. Remember when you leave your God knowing.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money. But nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hi, everybody. It's Andy and James here from your next favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do fun facts.
Yes, we do. James, give me a fact.
Did you know that there is an extinct bandicoot whose official scientific name is Crash Bandicoot?
Lovely. I didn't know that. Did you know, James, that Upper Egypt is technically below Lower Egypt?
Incredible. Absolutely amazing. I would love to hear more about that.
Well, all you have to do is go and listen to No Such Thing as a Fish.
Where will I find it?
Oh, all over.
Okay, bye.
Bye.